From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Hundreds of migrants streamed into the European Union Wednesday through the cornfields of Croatia. Welcome there after Hungary blocked its border with Serbia and fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at migrants still trying to enter its territory. A Hungarian court convicted an Iraqi man of illegally crossing the border fence with Serbia the day before, ordered him expelled and excluded him from Hungary for a year. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic criticized Hungary's actions and said his country is prepared for the influx of migrants fleeing Syria and other war-torn Middle East countries. Reporter Henry Ridgewell is in Serbia, heading towards the Croatian border.
Well, most of the migrants we've seen and spoken to are very unsure of where they're going to go now and what they're going to do. The sort of information that they need tends to trickle down very slowly through social media, Facebook, through word of mouth, throughout the migrant and refugee community and trail leading all the way up from Greece.
As the migrants walked into Croatia from Serbia's western border, authorities urgently dispatched demining experts to the border to mark minefields left from the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad blamed Western nations for the surge of refugees who have left his country and made their way to Europe, saying the West has supported terrorism since the beginning of the Syrian crisis. The Syrian conflict has forced half of Syrians from their homes. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A United Nations investigation finds that both Sri Lankan government forces and rebel Tamil Tigers committed war crimes and crimes against humanity during the country's lengthy civil war. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report covers the period between 2002 and 2011 and documents violations committed by both sides in Sri Lanka's 26-year-long civil war. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zaid Rad Al Hussein, says the findings reveal the depth of suffering of tens of thousands of people victimized by unspeakable crimes, many amounting to war crimes and crimes against humanity.
The report lays bare the horrific level of violations and abuses, including the indiscriminate shelling, extrajudicial killings, and enforced disappearances. It contains harrowing accounts of torture and sexual violence.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese President Xi Jinping next week will make his first state visit to the United States, a White House statement confirmed Tuesday. The trip comes at a time of increasing disagreement between Washington and Beijing. The statement said that the visit, which follows U.S. President Barack Obama's trip to Beijing in November, will include a lavish state dinner at the White House that will be attended by the spouses of both leaders. Billionaire businessman and media personality Donald Trump will be center stage among 11 top contenders at Wednesday's second 2016 Republican presidential debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library near Los Angeles. With Trump maintaining a large lead in numerous voter opinion polls, most of his rivals are expected to aggressively engage him during the nationally televised event in order to boost their mediocre standing. But Trump has relished attacking many of his rivals on the campaign trail, among them former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Retired brain surgeon Ben Carson has steadily risen in voter opinion polls over the last month and is in a strong second place behind Trump. The International Olympic Committee has announced five finalists to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. The four European cities of Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, and Rome, and the U.S. West Coast city of Los Angeles. The IOC made its announcement soon after the midnight Tuesday deadline for contenders. IOC President Thomas Bach called the finalists outstanding cities and predicted the race will be strong and fascinating. The final decision is to be announced in 2017. This is the first Olympics planned under IOC reforms. I am Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.